great. Oh my gosh. Okay, fine. Hear me out though. We're both single on Valentine's Day. There are worse things that could happen. Like, shut up. Like, we go to the store and all the discounted chocolate is just gone. Can you imagine the horror? Or worse, the only thing left candy-wise are those stupid conversation hearts that stop being good after two. Stop looking at me like I'm crazy. No, there is no I mean. I am not crazy. Just a little. You know what? Fine. I'll settle for just a little if that's all it takes. I am a strange one, but you know what? You're a strange one too. That's why we get on so well. Yes, actually it is. Well, that and our amazing good looks. Like, everyone else on dates right now, they are so lucky. Why? I'm gonna tell you why. Because if we were out there, all eyes would be on us in our matching sweatpants. All that's missing is a fanny pack. And then, damn, we would be nearly unstoppable. No, I don't know what I'm on about. I lost the point at fanny pack, and I had to keep it going as far as I could. But hey, I made you smile, so that means I got brownie points. And you have to go and put in the next movie. I mean, technically, it's my turn, but you see, I am rather cozy at the moment. I have the right amount of blanket on, and my foot's sticking out at the best angle. I can't give this up. Don't give me that look. Come on. Okay. What if I promise to play with your hair? No. Too late. You show temptation. That means I win. Man, I'm killing it tonight, making you smile and laugh. Who said tonight would be such a downer? Okay, fine. I did say that. But that was before I knew how funny I was going to be. I'm just kidding. I'm always funny. Yep, I am. You know, the world said, fine, you're going to get all of this childhood trauma, but you'll always be funny. And I said, sure, why not? See, I'm still making you smile. Wait, did we even decide what we're watching? Oh, right. Okay, so it was between A Knight's Tale, Valentine, and Blue Valentine. Okay, well, as tempting as it is to watch a relationship build and then crumble all at the same time, I'm gonna say no to Blue Valentine. Mostly because I don't exactly feel like crying right now. It is valid, isn't it? Like, yeah, no cheesy romance movies, but also no hardcore emotional movies. Now, that being said, A Knight's Tale just isn't it. Yeah, it's a no from me. Yeah, I know that there's knights and there's jousting and it's all fun and whatnot, but at the same time, William and Jocelyn are adorable and it's gonna make me feel severely touch-starved. Just like I'm sure it will for you. So, after all that, Valentine is the perfect movie to watch next. Yes, it is. I mean, you're not wrong. I do just want to watch a slasher movie. But hey, it is a holiday-appropriate slasher movie. It's cheesy, in the best way. Like, the so bad that it's actually perfect. And also, it features a song by Deftones, so clearly it is the superior movie of the night. Yeah, seriously. Hey, it's my apartment. I get final say. Besides, to bring up the soundtrack, it's like the cousin to the Queen of the Damned soundtrack. And by that, I mean it's amazing. So come on. Fun death scenes, great movie soundtrack, and we can just laugh and have fun and what? I had you at slasher movie and you just let me go on a rant like that? Why? Oh, it's fun when I do. Sure. Save it with a semi-compliment. You're still going to be the one to put the movie in, though. But yes, I will still play with your hair. I know how you like your hair played with, and I would never bring it up unless I fully meant to follow through with it. Dork. No, I said what I said. Hey. Hey, hello. Hi. You okay? Well, I mean, the expression on your face just kind of did a 180. What's up? Is it fine, though? You look slightly annoyed. Yes, slightly, because I'm certain once you start talking about whatever's causing it, it won't be slightly anymore. So, what's going on? Wait, you think you have to go? What do you mean? Wait, no, why do you need to leave? Did we not just plan out the next hour and a half? Come on. Slasher movie, playing with your hair, any of that ring a bell? You got a text. And let me guess, it's from her. Don't say it like what? You changed your facial expression because of her, so I'm allowed to change my vocal tone. Hey, no, pause for a moment. What did she send you? I mean, I think it does matter. No, stop. Let me guess. She wants you to come over. She does, doesn't she? Yeah, that seems like something she'd do tonight. Nothing, it's certainly convenient. Nothing. Look, if you really want to go and be with her, then go be with her. You're right. My tone did change again. What about it? It changed because you're going to do what she wants, aren't you? Look, I am well aware of the mistake that she made, but it has been 2 months, and I find it really rather unfortunate that it has taken her this long to come to that realization. She wants to talk about it in the middle of the night? Why is she insisting that you two talk about it right now? Why not tomorrow morning at a coffee shop or something? You know, a public place so you can escape if need be. Do you actually want to talk to her? Like, do you actually want to go spend the rest of your night with her? Or do you just feel like you have to? You're not sure. Okay. I don't know about you, but I see that as all the more reason to postpone this. Because she isn't a good person. No, I don't like her. I lied. Because you were in this pseudo-quasi-happy existence, and I really didn't want to spoil anything for you. Hey, spoiling it now is different. This whole situation is different. Because you're not with her anymore. Okay, I might regret this, but don't go. Please, do not go. Please. No, okay, you don't need to hear her out. Or at least, if you have to, please just wait until tomorrow. No, I don't mean it like that. I'm not trying to make the decision for you. What I mean is, are you even making this decision yourself? She sends a text, and then she expects you to go running to her. No questions asked. I think you deserve better. Yes, sure, everyone has their flaws. That much is a given. But you still deserve better. And just because she's suddenly presenting you with this opportunity of false hope, it does not mean that you... It doesn't mean she's suddenly the right one. I don't know who is. I know that you deserve better. No, it is not my place to decide, but it is my place as your best friend to try and explain that I think you're making a big mistake. Yeah, not a small one, but a huge one, a really huge one. Because you deserve to be happy. I know you, and you tend to believe that if it hasn't happened before, then why do you suddenly deserve it now? Chasing after her and hoping that things are better this time around is not going to make that intense feeling any better. If anything, she's just going to make it worse because she tries to convince you that she's the best that you can get. That this is the peak of romance and happiness for you. No, it isn't. It is not a relationship worth fighting for. Especially if you can't even talk to her about your emotions and your thoughts. You can. Really, you can do all that with her. So you're telling me that you never once got so shut down by her that instead you went to me. Because last time I checked, I was there for you through most of the things that you were going through, her included. And I was there because I actually care. No, there should not be a but still. Please, just listen to me. I know that people keep telling you what to do and it is driving you up a wall, but I have tried so hard to be the exception to that because I never wanted to order you around. I just wanted to be there for you. However, that being said, there are certain instances where I am telling you what to do, or at least heavily suggesting, because I only want what's best for you. It doesn't matter who it's with, but she is just not good for you. No, you come on. I did not want to bring up specifics, but you once called me in the middle of the night crying. You felt so terrible because you thought that you were asking too much from her and how it was putting a lot on her. But what did you ask of her? Come on, remind me. That's right. You wanted to spend your date night at home. Because you were so overwhelmed from work and personal stuff. But she called you selfish for wanting to keep her stuck inside. She got all dressed up and you were clearly just insecure about it. You didn't want to risk anyone flirting with her. And so you went out that night. And you did everything she wanted. But once you came home, you broke down and you called me. For obvious reasons, I rushed over immediately. Oh, come on. No, I am not only saying this because I don't like her. But of course I don't like her. She hurt my best friend. She broke your heart, humiliated you, and walked all over your emotions, making you feel like you had to keep it all in just so it didn't bother her. You made her life easy by making yours worse. I haven't even mentioned the things that she did regarding me, because you are my main priority right now. This is personal, not because of my feelings, but because of her lack of respect for yours. No, I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. We are not talking about my own personal experiences with her. It's not the point. Fine. On your birthday, when we were all out, I went to get extra napkins, and she was talking with her friends. One of them asked how she could possibly be okay with you having a girl best friend, because we were so obviously close to one another. And she responded with, "Oh my god. Normally, I would freak and make him end it immediately. But have you seen how she looks? He'd have to be mental to leave me for that." Yes, she did. She didn't know that hurt her. But ever since that night, I started noticing all the looks she would give me. and the rude remarks when she was talking to me one-on-one. I didn't want to make your relationship about me, so I stayed quiet. But you see, she wants a boyfriend, not a partner. She wants all the perks of being in a relationship without returning any of them. She is texting you because she is alone on Valentine's Day. I'm just saying the same thing that I said earlier. You deserve better. Because I watched, and you would give her every single thing that she asked for. And every time you asked for something, even the bare minimum, she would gaslight you. She made you feel like a burden. You know what? Oh, no. Don't mind me. I need my coat. Because, well, if you still insist on going, then so am I. Yeah, I'm going to sit in the car in this cold-ass weather, because if I am right, which, by the way, I actually really don't want to be right about, but if I am, and she is just doing this because she doesn't want to be alone, I'm going to be there for you. I'm not leaving you alone to do this, because I really don't want to worry about the possibility that you won't have the strength to call me afterwards. You are my best friend. I got you. Even though I can't stand her, I will support you. Yes, even if I hate the decision. Oh, yes, I am going. I'd like to see you try and stop me. You really think I'm gonna just nod and accept you being there alone? I might as well wave goodbye than let you get into some stranger's van for candy. Extreme, maybe, but still valid. You do not have to worry about her hurting me. I only care if she hurts you. Because if she breaks your heart, we're having words. I'm a big bitch. All I gotta do is sit on her and I win. I miss that. This whole time we've been discussing this, you haven't smiled once. I made you smile, though. And I missed it. It actually makes me sad. Don't get mad at me for saying this, but one of the things I noticed a lot when you were with her was how you stopped smiling as much as you usually do. I don't know. At least for me, seeing you smile just kind of makes everything better around me. You know what? No. You can't go. I'll support you through nearly everything, but I cannot find a reason to justify you going to her place. I will even sit on you if I have to, just to keep you from leaving. You're right, that won't do much, but I'm making a point. Just let me be right about this. I don't want to see your light dim because she won't let you shine. Now, thinking about that, that was super cheesy, but you know what? It served its purpose. Please don't go, please. I am begging you. I will literally get on my knees to make a point, okay? Please. You deserve so much. And that is all that matters. And this idea of you two getting back together or whatever this is, well, it is, it's tearing me apart. Excuse me? No. No, you definitely said something. What? I mean, what? No, I didn't laugh. I was... Shut up, I didn't laugh. I am pouring my heart out to you, and I tell you this whole situation is tearing me apart, and you decide that the only logical response is to say, Lisa? What the hell? Oh, your turn to make me smile. Ugh, I could kill you, I swear. But I'd miss you too damn much. You're not going? What was the deciding factor? What? Wait. just because she hurt me. That was your deciding factor. And you still let me just keep talking and running my mouth? I threatened to sit on her. You let me say that? How dare you? Come here. I demand a big hug after that. After all that, you were definitely putting the fucking movie in. What? Why are you looking at me like that? You never noticed what? Well, of course I care about you. I always have. You know, I would have understood if she hated me because of other things, but it seemed like she hated me simply because I existed. I'm sure she knew that she would win. But she wasn't going to win what we have. The other things I'm referring to are why we always get asked if we're a couple when we're hanging out. Or the natural chemistry we have. Although, saying that opens up a whole other problem. Yes, I am saying. But you are my best friend. I'm always there for you because I care. I am around you because your presence makes my life happier. Makes it so much better. You return those same things because I know you care and I know I make you happy. But just because you do, I also realize that you don't owe me anything. Of course I never said anything. In what world would I have a chance with you? And I don't say that in a rude way. It's just... losing our friendship was never worth it. Plus, it's very clear that you have a type. Yeah, you do have a type. We've been friends for years, and everyone you've dated all share similar things physically. What do you mean, let's be honest tonight? I feel lots of things for you. Like... I don't know things. Of course I trust you. I just don't want to go and say the wrong thing. Fine. Okay, you know what? I know that you've caught me staring at you, right? Why do you think I was staring at you? You never considered it? Never? Okay. When you did finally consider, what did you think? What do you mean you didn't stand a chance? Yes, I have seen me. I also know me, and I'm wonderful. Wonderful like a friend, though, right? No? Like, a dream come true? Even though I'm me? Because I'm me, okay. Okay, this is probably going to be a very stupid question, but if we're being honest and all, I need you to be clear. Are you saying that you liked me at one point? Because I don't expect you to truly feel the same, but I need to know. Yes. Okay. I just realized you still got your arms around me. You haven't let go or even loosened your hold on me. Why is that? Actually, no, don't tell me. I don't know if I can properly process. You ignored what? Your feelings. As in past feelings or current. Okay. Why did you ignore them? Hun, you wouldn't lose me. You know that, right? Because even if we follow through with something more than friendship, you're stuck with me. You will always be a part of my life because I could never, ever get rid of you. No, it's not a promise. It's a threat. Are these feelings more than like? They are. Okay, let me just try something real quick. Fuck indeed. Well, damn. Oh, yes, definitely. We should make sure. Well, I don't think we can go back after that. What? Clarity, what do you mean? You can't ignore your feelings anymore. Okay, see this? This is now scary because I have been doing everything possible to try and hide my feelings, even for myself at times. I never wanted to admit to anything because admitting made it real. And making it real means I am accepting the possibility that our friendship will never be the same. Are we still being blunt here? More blunt, the better. Okay. Well, now I wish I had some liquid courage. That's a valid point. I don't drink, but fuck. Okay, I'm just gonna do it. Okay. I love you. Oh god. Okay, yeah, that just kinda came out word vomit style. Okay, but I do. I love you. I really love you. I think even when I was in all those other relationships, like, yeah, they served their purpose and I don't regret them, but there was always this lingering feeling in my head, this what if thought. And it was always about you. Because no one else has ever been quite like you when it comes down to it. Okay, a kiss is a good sign after confessing that you don't hate me. Sorry, habit. I'm really scared right now. I'm shaking. Of course you know. You're still holding me. Okay, don't give me a speech like I did. Just be straightforward, okay? Put me out of my misery. Misery's a strong word. Toy, sorry. Still nervous. You do? You really love me. You're not just saying it because if you are, no. How do you know you love me? 3 years ago. So when you say love, you mean in love. Really? Well, fuck, there really is no going back after tonight, is there? I'm really scared of losing this. Losing you. You know what? I'm holding you to that, because if I lose my best friend just because I caught stupid feelings, just because you were too damn cute and all of this, I never thought you'd ever shut me up with a kiss before. That is absolutely not a problem. I'm really emotional right now, so I feel the need to break the ice. Does this mean you're my Valentine? Is that a yes?